Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate, episode 192. I'm Josias at For the Villain on Twitter, at comic_syndicate on Instagram. I'm here with my boy and co-host.
Mem the Beaner's here.
What up, G? What's good, man?
Monday. No work. Well, sort of work. Kind of work.
Vacation.
Well, I had to go in and talk to the boss, and then we had to figure out what we're going to do about the position.
Promotion.
It's going to be...
Athletics director.
Yes, it's a lot.
That's kind of cool, dude. That's cool. A big responsibility, but that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's going to suck up a lot of your time. And if it's going to suck up a lot of your time, that means it's going to suck up a lot of my time from the podcast.
It's probably going to suck up all of the time, but we'll talk about that. We will talk about it, but it's going to be a lot. Everyday thing, it looks like. So anyway.
Yeah.
So we'll figure something out.
Keep me posted, dude. I always try to work around your schedules anyways, dude.
Okay. The way he was saying it, we'll see.
Oh, fuck my life, dude. So, okay, so this is the last episode of the
Comic Syndicate. 200 will be our last one. 200 will probably be.
Oh,
we'll talk about it.
Fuck me, dude. Okay, well, that's not good news to start off with.
Sorry, bro.
Man, I'm fucking bummed out now, dude.
Well, we'll see.
I was all jazzed walking in.
We'll see. Weekends or something.
You're leaving, man.
I have to work. You have a second job. I have a second job now, too.
Oh, my God, dude. All right, man. How was your weekend, dude? Did you do anything exciting?
Just Father's Day stuff.
I just came back from the vape shop, and Jose was telling me he was laughing because somebody had mentioned, I think it was Albert, that
how long
until Adam vapes in the fucking mic? About 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Jose's one of the workers at the vape shop we go to, Freedom Vape.
Yes. I just came
from there right now. They're cool guys, dude.
Cool guys. I was there this afternoon talking to Jose, and... they picked up, they scared me. They said they ran out of
your favorite brand,
Wake and Vape, discontinued, but looks like they're back in business. Great vape shop, guys. If you're looking for vape and cool people to get you started,
yes,
get you off cigarettes or anything like that, that's the place to go.
It's been weaning me off of cigarettes. I went from 2 packs a week to 1 pack every 2 weeks, it seems like now.
Mm-hmm.
And I only vape in my car, and that once I started vaping in the car, it's like, fuck it, instead of going outside for a smoke, fucking just vape in the car.
And,
you know, relax. So, yeah, dude, it's a great shop, great people. Jose was actually talking about his podcast again, dude.
Oh, yeah, they want to start something.
I'm trying to encourage that so much, dude. I think they would like it. They sound like they're cool guys anyways.
Yeah.
So him and Tommy, I believe, the Army and the Marine.
Yes, I take credit for that name. Yes, I think that's what they want to name
it,
they ever get it together.
Okay, man. But cool. Much love to them, dude. They said they were cool with us tossing on their website on our site.
Yeah, I talked to them. Dude. Send me an image or something.
Yeah. Definitely, dude. Okay, we'll work on that off air, dude. Did you do anything exciting besides Father's Day stuff?
Not really. Since last Thursday, no.
Okay.
You?
Yeah, I had off from the office on Friday, dude. It was for my nephew's graduation.
I stood you up. I forgot.
I'll go into this briefly.
Oh, okay.
So Friday was fucking dope, dude. I was going to watch a movie before work because I had to work a second job. His graduation promotion from going into kindergarten was cool. I was just expecting it to be my sister and I, my baby sister, Leah. And my eldest sister, Jacob's mom, was able to make it out too, so it was cool. But the big surprise was my older nieces and nephews were able to make it out. So Marissa and Christopher were there, and to hang out with all four nephews and nieces, dude, like,
that's cool, right?
Rare. Yeah, dude, it was dope. It was fun. It was cool. It was family time. It was kids time, dude. And I can't even call Chris and you know, Marissa kids anymore. They're adults now, but... Mm. Again, like, just to have all four of them together, it was just, like, it was cool to just, I don't know, feel like a good uncle, I guess. So, speaking of, dude, since we're on his graduation, I guess, dude, it was funny, because they had each kid, what do you want to be in the future, type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was cool, so each kid stood up, and they had a cardboard or whatever with what they want to be in the future. And my nephew takes his step. He goes, when I get older in the future, I want to be a police officer. I want to be uncle. And I want to be a ninja warrior.
Nice.
And I'm like, this fucking kid. And it didn't click right away. I saw on the sign, I want to be an uncle. But it just said, I want to be uncle.
So wanted to be like you or wanted to be an uncle?
Okay, so that's the kicker, dude. So I saw it. The sign said just uncle. But I thought it said, I want to be an uncle, like eventually.
Right.
So later on in the day, my sister hits me up. My older sister, his mom. It's because of you. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm thinking this in my head, like, what the fuck? Like, what did I do? She goes, last year he put, I want to be a dad when I get older. And on top of whatever else he wanted to be. And he goes, or she goes, because she continues, she goes, so we were writing his thing last night, and, you know, he came up with Ninja Warrior by himself, he came up with Police Officer by himself, and then he says, I want to be an uncle. She goes, okay. Well, if you do that, that means your sister Natalia would have to have a baby that would make you an uncle. Yeah, that's what I want to be. I'm like, okay, cool. And then she goes, no. She goes, oh, well, Jacob, last year you wanted to be a dad. You don't want to be a dad anymore? And I swear to God, this kid's fucking awesome. Now, I don't know if this is bad or good, but okay. It's hilarious, dude, because how can you fault the innocence of a fucking kid's answer this innocent? And she tells him, she continues, she goes, because, you know, if when you get married, when you get older and you get married, you're going to have a kid and that's going to make you a daddy. He goes, but uncle doesn't have a wife and he doesn't, and he's not married, but he's an uncle. So, like...
Right, he's...
But how innocent is that answer?
I don't want no baggage. You know? I don't want no ball and chain. Like, uncle. Uncle's happy. Yeah, I'm going to be happy.
I know, right, dude? So...
Uncle could bang chicks left and right and not have to worry about anything.
Dude, it was dope. That's cool. It made me feel good, but, like, you know, she's like, it's because of you, but I'm not a bad uncle, dude. Like, I'm always there for them. You're influencing him.
Yeah. It's not a bad influence. It's real small.
Yeah,
he doesn't understand.
And again, nothing bad, dude, but this one came yesterday. She gave me this, and I wanted to toss it up, dude. If you want to plug it in, do you have your tool to plug it in? Plug it in.
Hold on.
So, I told you about something, let me find it real quick, about something I wanted to do like a little 3-minute, not podcast, but like YouTube video with my nephew.
Right.
Okay, now, at first my sister was not about it. She's just like, I don't want him on air, I don't want this, right. I don't want that. So he recorded this, dude. Now, he was going through pictures on her phone, and he was showing me like Snapchat stuff, and I'll tell you when to play. Press play. So he's going through pictures. Uncle, look at these Snapchat. He's a big filter kid. He loves filters, dude. So he came across this video, and he played it, and then he goes, oh, sorry, Uncle, I don't want you to see that. I'm like, no, I want to see that. Like, show me what it is. So go ahead and press play.
All right. So, hey, guys, today's Jacob from Jacob. Let me turn it up for you guys a little bit.
And we got the Spider-Man Warriors Lego set. So here it is. It's a 6 and up. It's the Spider-Man Escape.
He has all his little labels out.
Dope.
Trap, the movie trap, and it's really awesome. If you guys want to see the Web Warriors, it's going to be really awesome. There's like different types of cartoons. And this is my whole entire room. When it's black, you can't even see it. So, and... it looks like it's awesome, so let's turn the back around.
So he's like just reviewing his Lego set, dude. And he's got...
Oh, excuse me.
There you go, buddy.
He's got that super confidence. So yeah. And the way he shrugs it off, like, yeah.
So
yeah, you can stop me. But I posted it up on Facebook, dude, and it's just adorable. That's my nephew. This guy, like, my nephews and nieces, all four of them. I've always tried to be there for them, and they make me feel fucking good, dude. Like, it didn't work out with a kid thing for me, but so to
you're have still young, some, bro.
Yeah, some sort of a, I don't know, ability to help out kids and like treat them. The way I talk to them is I treat them like they're adults and I have conversations with them. So it's cool, man. They made me feel good. And if his uncle sign didn't make me feel good in a bad way, it hurt me a little bit. Like he made me feel good, dude. So that kid's rad. So that's all I got for family time, man.
That's pretty cool, man. I like that. A future YouTuber. They make a lot of money if you're
right.
If you work at it.
Let's get this going, dude. I'm gonna lose my.
You guys should have like a little uncle and nephew.
Yeah, I need to set time
show and shit,
and do just like again short YouTube videos and just like
it's pretty impressive too from the video and the way he's talking.
And the setup too, like he had everything set up perfectly. And he even goes, okay, these are, that's Scorpion, that's Spider-Man, that's Agent. Like he knows his characters. And my sister from the get-go always said, I don't want him to get into that comic shit.
We're
like,
not.
What the fuck is that about? Like, dude, these artists, these writers are fucking studs. Yeah, like, they're creative as fuck. I want to encourage creativity with not just my nephews and nieces, with everybody.
That's cool, man.
So, I mean, it's dope, dude. That's all I got.
It's very cool, dude.
All right, man. Do you want to know what we spoke about 100 episodes ago? Do I have anything else? No, we'll hit it right now, dude.
Okay.
Okay. Episode 92, we titled hashtag Revenge of the Walker. Now,
sounds like drugs or something.
Adam and I, we don't appreciate, we don't think he was ever a good actor. Granted, yes, condolences, he passed away a while back, but Paul Walker sucked as an actor.
Oh, man.
So when he passed away, we weren't clowning on it initially when he first passed away.
Oh,
and we named that one The Ghost of Walker.
Ghost of Walker.
Because something happened on the podcast. Where sound issues or like we heard screeches or something happened.
Watch out for that tree!
Yeah. Something happened on the show where the audio got mashed, but it was still a listenable fucking show.
It was just Walker something happened. Off.
So it was the Ghost of Walker.
That's what we called
the initial one. So after time went by, a good year went by after his death, we mentioned something again like, oh, that he was a shitty actor.
God, the guy was horrible.
And then something happened on that podcast.
I wish I took the videos. I almost got you, man.
Where we don't know what happened the second time, but again, we named it that one. Revenge of the Walker, because the Ghost of Walker came back.
A lot of people got pissed off about that.
Dude, a lot of people are hating on us for... Okay, look, guys. It sucks. Yes. Poor guy. Yes. Was he a good actor? No. Like, let's be real. The Fast and the Furious movies suck balls, dude.
Well, speaking of... Yeah, I mean,
go for it.
Someone that
passes. Something's gonna happen, dude.
Well,
this episode we're gonna Revenge of the Walker 3.
On Sunday, we one of our after school homework club aides, she comes and helps.
Okay,
dude, she got hit by a car right in front of the school, dude. And died. Like,
no, dude.
Like, after church, she's the same walkway we walk every day. The priest came out and gave her her dead to rights thing. Like, on the spot, like...
Wow.
Like, he looked at it and, like, fuck. Like, you're fucked. You're done. Poor lady.
That's rough, yeah.
She's, like, 71. Man, it's fucked up. They have flowers by the stop sign. It's bad, bro. People don't fucking stop,
that Civic Center in Santa Ana, dude. And yes. It's just...
They need to put a light.
Especially there.
They need to put a fucking red... Yellow, and red
even
light.
The dips there don't fucking help out, because you have a bunch of fucking idiots there.
No, you walk across, people staring like, oh, get the fuck out of my way, you fat piece of shit. And like, you know what, fuck you.
No, I totally agree.
So, you know, I feel bad for her. She hadn't...
Oh, well, sorry,
she wasn't driving a fucking million-dollar car going 1,000 miles an hour.
There you go.
And, you know, dodging trees and shit, and
that's
fucking working on his acting or anything like that. Bullshit. He needs to go back to school. But anyways...
He was a good-looking guy.
Oh, yeah. Well,
with no talent. I mean...
Well, I guess people could say the same thing about Vince Diesel, so...
Oh, yeah, that's another great actor of our time. And those movies, again, suck, dude. So, again, if we're ballsy enough to say those movies suck and somebody sucks
at acting... Get the fuck out of here.
My bad for us saying what most people don't. 90% of the time.
Hooray to the tree, that's what I say.
Oh, fuck me. Best actor ever. We spoke about... Actually, this one was an interesting one, dude. This... Synopsis was Ketchup, Kevin Arnold, The Wonder Years moment.
I love Wonder Years.
Yeah, I love the fuck out of that show. But I guess it was, I think I experienced something where it's like, I don't remember what it was, but I went through my day to days and like something bad happened. And then it was like, it was at that moment when I realized, like, my inner monologue went off and I'm like, fuck me. I realized everything went wrong. So that's pretty much what it was. Twitter love, we hit What the Fuck News. Three women raped man and then made off with his semen. Which Jeez. They stored in a cooler box. We also hit What the Fuck News. Woman allegedly slashes corpse of boyfriend's ex at funeral home.
Okay. You son of a bitch.
Sounds like some exes I knew, dude. And that's pretty much what I said probably 200 episodes ago.
Fucking put some exes on that tree.
Oh, fuck me. Dead remains vibrator. I think I remember that article. A vibrator / dildo that you can literally put the ashes of your
remember that. It has like a little canister.
Yeah, right.
And they just go to town and the ashes just with a big smile. Yeah. So you actually are having sex with your partner in theory.
Yeah. Right? I mean, that's pretty much what it is. Wow. Interesting, dude. We hit a comic news, MCU and DCU movie talk. We hit comic reviews and books of the week. Amazing Spider-Man number 18, Spider-Gwen number 4, Kanan the Last Padawan number 2, Descender number 3, which I'm still loving, and The Punisher number 18. And that was Mitch Jarrett was drawing that at the
time.
That's
awesome, dude.
Yeah, dude. So that's all I got for that. And let me talk about episode 200 real quick. Last Sunday I had off. I had it off for Father's Day yesterday as well, which was great. Last week I had a day off to spend finally working on episode 200. Oh, yeah. I spent 5.5 hours at my dad's office just grinding. Man, now, it sounds...
Overachiever over here.
Not man. Even, dude. Wow. Like, I was getting so many more ideas, and I have everything brainstormed, and I know what I'm going to do. But the shit I was coming up with was getting me to crack up out loud.
Okay.
Now, if that's able to do that to me, I'm like, fuck, you guys are going to eat this up.
Nice.
Like, nothing makes me more happier to know that I can make my friends fucking laugh. And it's not that I try. It's just the stupid shit that I say that's pretty ballsy and pretty harsh. But you guys get my humor, dude.
We do.
So I love it, dude. So four two-man teams.
Okay, cool.
And that's what it's going to be, dude. So,
you're picking the...
That's what it's going to be, dude. So we got to talk about episode 200, because I need to hit up all the guys. Let them know, you motherfuckers have 2 months from now. We need to set the date still. And the first... It's going to go an hour and a half show. And we're going to have winners and losers. We're only going to have one winner team. And I'm still trying to figure out on the prize. Anyways, it's going to be fun, dude. I want you guys to have fucking fun with it. And I'm sad I can't fucking play. Because fuck me, it's going to be fun. It's going to be funny. It's going to be lame. It's going to be
no
fucking...
kicks under... I'm going to sit away from you so you don't kick me under the table like last night were kicking me. Me and Sadie were going off on each other.
Oh, you guys cannot be on the same team. You guys got to sit on the opposite side of the table.
Fuck!
No, I'm just kidding. Show. Just kidding, man. Whatever way it works out, dude. Okay, so to continue on, we got Twitter and... Actually, no, more than anything... Snapchat, but we got Twitter at Critical Thinking. Why won't at the CS _ Bell give any props to at Podcaster MGLL?
Oh, I only know one name, Garza.
There you go.
And that's all Miguel. I say.
And the Bell is a little diva. I hit him back up today. The bitch is a little diva.
Yeah, she's a little bitch. She can go a timeout.
Yeah, definitely, dude. And then the rest came on Snapchat, dude. So the first person that hit us up last week on Snap when I was writing the synopsis that night for last week's. These are the hit-ups we got. First one from Veronica. Does he smoke weed before the show? Ha ha ha.
Dude, I was...
Look at his eyes.
I was talking to Jose. He wants to take me to... I want to... Because he smokes a lot of weed. And he was telling me, oh, yeah, dude. Because I didn't know I know they passed the law.
Yes.
So you can actually...
Medical.
You can just... No. You can actually go...
Oh, you can actually buy... No,
you can go in and...
Fuck it, just cook it.
Just give me a fucking dime or give me a gram. And he's all like, do it, man. I'll go with you, bro. So maybe all three of us will head out there.
Oh, fuck it. Let's set it up, dude.
Fucking, if you're brand new, they give you like a free joint and they give you some free other shit.
Fuck it. Let's set it up, dude.
I'm down.
All right, let's do it, dude. Next one's going to be Linda. An old friend of mine says, record what, homie? And then in caps, she says, no smoking.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Before the show, I smoke. And
But yeah. You smoke. So you don't, you do it. How do you, okay. You smoke it right now.
RG but mentioned or asked me this today. Yeah, but I smoke it on the side and I don't like take a big drag here. Let me continue and it'll make sense. Okay. So I smoke in my, I don't smoke in my car whatsoever. I don't smoke indoors whatsoever. So hence the vaping. The hour commute to work to the office that normally takes me fucking 15, 20 minutes on the weekend takes me an hour.
Yeah, for sure.
So I need to fucking kill my fucking time. So vaping. I have 2 cigarettes at the office. One in the night, hence why I smoke so little now, but I'm vaping so much more now. Mm-hmm. So anyways, that's the way I smoke, dude. Continue on. Albert says, love it. Talking about our pre-show Snapchats. Mm. So at least, we got some feedback about, keep on doing them. Next one was going to be Peanutty Goodness says, you make funny noises, but you have a good voice.
Thank you. Or are you talking about you?
Yeah, she said it's about the vaping. So about both of us vaping. Yeah. That's the funny noises. And one of us has a nice voice. So it's probably you.
Probably you.
Last one's going to be my boy, Christian Govea. He says, hey, when football season comes around, I better be getting some reoccurring features. And I'm like, dude, actually, during football season, our what the fuck news turns into fucking sports talk straight up.
Yeah.
All football season, dude. And we go off on football. We dissect games when I can catch a game here and there. Or, you know, we go through teams and we talk about, speaking of, fantasy football. The Comic Syndicate Fantasy Football League 2017 is now up, dude.
Oh, nice.
You are up. You're in.
I'm in?
I'm in, obviously.
Damn, I didn't even. All right.
Last year's winner, David, is. I need to add him, but I wanted to make this announcement on air as we recorded. Guys, anyone who likes fantasy football, if you're curious about fantasy football, it's free to play, and winner, we're going to try to get on. We need to get David on before episode 200, or even before football season, to get him on the show, since he did win last year.
Just put him on now.
Well, we'll work that out. So anyways, guys, it was a 12-man league last year, and we're going to do the same thing this year. We took out everyone, and we had a lot of our friends in this one, and a lot of new people in the league as well. This year, I want to toss it out to everyone, so I'm going to, during the middle of the week, I'm going to post it in one shot on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram in one shot, and just be like, the first 9 people from here, because David's in, the first 9 people that hit me up that they want in are in the league.
Sweet.
And the only thing is the kicker, and you guys have to be forewarned on this, it's a ballsy fucking league. Like, the shit talking that goes down, like, wow. You gotta have thick skin, and if you can dish it out, fucking dope, dude. Sweet. We'll even give you props, but just don't cry, because we had a crybaby last season, I think.
A big crybaby.
A big crybaby, dude. So, yeah, dude. So, thanks a lot, dude. That's all I got for... That's all I got for that, dude. You want to start off? I have nothing for us.
Whoa, it's cool.
That's whole show.
That's 20 minutes already. That's all cool, right, man.
No, I told you it was going to be fun. I have nothing for us.
So I love it.
All right, cool, man. The only thing I do have is going to be just 2 sex facts, dude.
Okay, cool.
And these are going to go quick, dude. 5 personality traits reveal mind-blowing fun.
Mind-blowing fun. Okay.
Did you know there's a way you can predict how much sex you're likely to have with the potential partner? While studying the impact of psychological personalities on sex and marriage, a research team at Florida State University discovered one of the most interesting fun facts about sex. It's the wife's personality type, and not the husband's, that determines the frequency of sex.
I believe that.
From analyzing the data gathered from diary studies of newlywed couples, researchers found that men initiated sex more often than women did. Well, yeah. Duh. This makes women, quote-unquote, the gatekeepers of sex. Again, duh. Yes.
Gatekeeper, yeah.
For this reason, the frequency of sex depends heavily on their psychological makeup. To establish the psychological makeup, the researchers used the Big 5 personality traits model. This model defines psychological composition based on these 5 traits. First one's going to be openness to experience, which means indicates inclination towards new things. So if you know a chick that's open to new experiences.
Anal.
There you go. Or just in general. Wait, what? But yes, agreeableness, and this means shows the degree of friendliness. So yeah, if she's got resting bitch face, it's probably not.
No.
Although I want to fuck the bitch out of them sometimes, dude. It's a good fuck sometimes. Next one is going to be consciousness, and it measures reliability.
So they're awake?
Not in conscious. Consciousness is pretty much they have like they're more on keeping timetables on, okay, this is what I have to do in my day. They're very more descriptive on time schedules and time frames on what they have
to do. I can fit you in at this time.
Kind of. That's pretty much what it is, dude. Yeah. Okay. Which it makes sense on the reliability part, because I can pencil you in tonight to. Yeah, well, there you go.
Sweet.
Extroversion, and this means alludes to tendency to interact with others. Alludes to tendency to interact with others. Yeah, okay. Outgoing. Okay, so yeah. And then, neuroticism points to emotional stability.
Okay.
Okay, so that makes sense. Among these, the first two influences frequency of sex the most. According to the Big 5 model, women who are open to experience are curious and creative. They prefer novelty and variety. Women who are agreeable are compassionate and cooperative. They are trusting and helpful.
Cool.
Where the fuck are these broads at?
They're married.
I know, right? Or divorced with five kids. Either or. There's a catch. So if you want more sex in your life, look for women who mirror these qualities. Surprisingly, man's psychological disposition has no impact on frequency of sex, or so they say.
Well, it's true, because a girl controls everything.
Yeah, pretty much,
dude. Hey, love. Wanna get the fuck out of here? Okay. All right. I'll go away.
You never want it anyways, dude.
That is true. Okay, let's reverse roles there.
Go for it.
I'm the one saying, get the fuck out of here. And she's the one saying, hey, love, want to have some fun? Yeah, it's 12:30 a.m.
It's p.m. It's in the noon time.
You know my schedule. I am a scheduled type of person.
Okay, you're an extrovert.
Yes.
Your openness to experience new things?
No.
I know.
Wait a minute, but I'm the other one. I'm the one where...
Are you agreeable?
I fucking schedule in.
That's only one out of five traits.
I have to have all five traits?
Yeah, all of these five personality traits together would make like...
It's like a superwoman. So I guess that's where you're... Where is this woman at? I thought it was like, okay, does certain women have this trait?
Yeah, I wonder where the fuck that broad is.
That's like... That doesn't even exist. It's a fucking unicorn. It's a myth. Exactly.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Jesus.
Okay, man. Next one is going to be short and sweet, dude, and we'll go in commercials, dude. Women can alter their voice to sound sexier, but men can't.
I don't agree.
Go for it. Okay, go for it. Well, tell me why real quick.
I think men have maybe, they can have a deeper voice, maybe a little sexier. Like, if we had Sergio right on right now.
Sergio and Sadie have sexy fucking
panties
voices.
Panties drop.
Straight up.
Juices flow.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about the women. We're talking about us two sitting here.
Yeah, I know, right? No, keep on talking. I have articles, but fuck the articles. Keep on talking. No, dude, but they're studs, straight up. They're both studs. And they have fucking stud voices, dude. I think I sound like a little bitch, dude.
I don't like my voice either.
Yeah, so, I mean, they probably feel the same way. Everyone does feel that way about their own voices, but they actually fucking sound good. And we've actually had a listener, oh my gosh, you sound so sexy.
To you?
No, fucking to Sadie and
Sergio. Oh, I know, dude. It's not fair, dude.
So anyways, dude, one of the weird facts about sex is that while women can alter their voice to sound sexier, men can't. A paper that Susan M. Hughes, Sally D. Farley, and Bradley C. Rhodes published in 2010 substantiates this. According to the researchers, women can increase their sexual allure by lowering the pitch of their voice and making their voice a little hoarse.
Shut the fuck up.
If men tried this, it didn't produce the same effect. Go for it.
Guys don't give a shit. Once the clothes come off, titties hanging out, ass hanging out, no matter what your voice sounds like.
That's
guys,
true.
Guys, just do it.
I mean, we're more of a different type of creature, though. Like,
well, they're saying that because the girls can change their voice to have more...
Not change, but they just can naturally make themselves sound sexy.
Sound sexy. It's...
Oh, does this sound sexy, dude?
Go for it.
Hey, baby. You've been sitting on sugar all day? Because you've got a sweet... ass.
God, I got a hard on.
This guy, okay. I was going to say, dude. Don't worry, there's some good news for men. While men can alter their voice to sound more confident, women can't. Well, that's the kicker, I guess. I walk around pretty confident anyways.
You do.
Have nothing to be confident about, but I got that confidence for sure, dude. Women can't, however. Both men and women can sound more intelligent and dominant, I guess, by changing their voice. It says dominance. Anyways, another interesting finding in this study is that both men and women speak with a lower pitch voice and display more arousal when they speak to someone who they perceive as attractive. So I guess that's a kicker too. Like, you find somebody attractive, so the sound of their voice is that kicker.
Hey there. Can I touch your boobies?
It's okay.
You know what
How
I mean?
How are you married?
I'm just saying, if you met like a hot chick, people, their voices do change. Like, if you like you can't speak something, like in the fucking TV shows and the fucking movies.
I guess that's
where your voice turns to like a little girl because you're like, this chick's super hot. And
agreed.
Where's the fucking hidden camera?
Idiot.
Making fun of me here.
True. I know, I never get hit up by women, dude.
Do you find yourself like at a store hitting up more women?
I try not to be that guy, but
that follows him through the aisles.
No, I don't follow. Like, I'm that's just weird stalker.
It's status. It's not that.
If we're down the
uncommon.
Same aisle, and then I know, right?
It's not that uncommon.
But they get weirdo stalkers like that, right? And you gotta understand, stalker. Women are on their guard on all the time. And I always look at it like, fuck, women get hit up all the time. Like, I'm just another fucking dude that's pretty. I'm not that attractive, so I would be like a two on their fucking scale. If they're fucking hot, but at least I'm always ballsy enough to go up. And I'm so sorry to bother you. I just had to let you know you look beautiful. My name's Josiah. Can I take you to coffee or a drink sometime or dinner? And I get shot down 99% of the time.
When's the last time you've done that?
Fuck me, a month ago.
What was it, like a grocery store?
I think it was at Target or something, dude.
Target women, yeah. Dude, Target women and Walmart women.
I don't know about
totally
Walmart.
Totally different.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Totally, totally different. Like, if you want trash, skanks.
Wow.
Walmart.
Yeah.
You want a little bit high class.
Target.
Better looking women. Target.
Oh, man, dude.
Target.
Yeah, but just have the confidence to do it, dude. I mean, more than anything, I mean, you're going to get shot down. I get shot down all the fucking time. It's just, I don't have time to try anymore, honestly.
There's a reason why Walmart's open 24 hours.
There is, I guess that's right. True. Last sentence to this is going to be, this means the pitch of the voice can tell you if someone is attracted to you. So there you go, guys. That's all I got for sex facts, I guess, dude, right?
Right on the dot, homie.
I'm fucking smooth like that. All right, man. Commercials.
Cool. Go to our website, thecomiccity.com. You find some banners. You find an orange banner with Amazon, big Amazon writing on it. Go in and click on it and bookmark it to your computer, your phone, whatever you buy all your stuff on. It doesn't cost you any more money. It just links us to your account to help us. Whatever you buy, Amazon gives us a little bit of it.
Yes, so you guys are awesome.
Yeah,
thank you
so it's not like, I got to sign up for something if I click. No, you just buy whatever the fuck you want to buy.
Yeah. All right, man. You guys can find my boy here, Adam, at MemTheBeaner. You guys can find me at ForTheVillain on Twitter. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podbean.com, Podbean. Anywhere you guys can find podcasts, type in The Comic Syndicate, and we'll be right back with Comic Talk.
Comic Talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to The Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon. And you're listening to the Comic
Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman. And you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to the Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons and are having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on the Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk. Okay, we're back.
Comic Talk.
Comic Talk.
All right, man. Let's hit a few real quick, dude. Spider-Man, surprising no one, Holland confirms trilogy plans. I didn't talk about that last week.
Okay.
In an interview, he mentioned that, we have a bunch of setups and things where we're going to take Peter Parker. It's like, are you confirming that?
Yeah, he's going
to
be.
But technically, you kind of expected it to be a trilogy.
So. I heard that he's an asshole in real life.
Tom Holland?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if it's a joke. The guy that plays Sam Wilson fucking in the movies.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's fucking around, but I seen a lot of YouTube videos him talking shit on him.
Really?
But I think I don't know if it's for fun and game. Like, this kid's a fucking little kid. He's always fucking late.
Just busting his balls.
Maybe busting, but it's... I don't know.
I haven't heard any of that.
He gets more... You could tell he might get more money than fucking Sam Wilson. Perhaps, you know, maybe. I'm just saying. Him and... And Winter Soldier.
Sebastian.
Yes, Stan. Him together always interview like the B team.
They're always together.
Fucking C characters.
They pretty much are kind
of. And he's always talking shit on this Peter Parker, dude.
Hopefully, it's busting his balls, dude. But I mean, you got to think you work together so much, and they bust each other's balls. I mean,
a lot, yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it could be. That sucks because he's a kid, but I mean, fuck it. We don't know. I'm going to look that up now, though.
It's pretty funny.
Next one's going to be Venom, Sony Spider-Man villain. Film starts filming in September.
Sony. Once you said Sony, my fucking heart broke.
I know, man. I love the fuck out of Venom, though.
Well, I mean, look at what Sony did last time with Venom.
Oh, I know.
The fucking 70s show.
But that was Sam Raimi straight up wanting to destroy that movie on purpose. He wanted to make a bad movie.
A great job.
Granted, after the fact, he apologized for it, dickhead. But yeah, dude, it was a really, really bad one.
Stupid.
No surprise, Homecoming director confirms post-credit scenes for Spider-Man as well.
I wonder if it's going to have some Marvel in that.
I kind of hope so. Either set up to the next one or Avengers Infinity War or something like that.
Sweet.
Right? I'm hoping. I don't know. Next one's going to be Josh Brolin rocks Cable, haircut and new photo. I've been seeing pictures. I follow him on Instagram, and homeboy is getting yoked for this role as Cable. Dude.
What's he playing?
He's a No Country for Old Men.
Oh, the guy with the
guy from The Goonies, the older brother in The Goonies.
Okay.
So Josh Brolin, yeah, dude, but he's taking it serious and fucking getting in shape for that. He's pretty dope, dude. This one I didn't hit. I don't think DC's Titans series begins shooting this fall.
Oh, okay. Didn't they cancel this?
They're going to continue with it, man.
Okay.
I think it's on TNN, TNT.
TNT?
What fucking... I don't watch TV. I forget.
Well, it'll be... There's TNN? No TNN. It'll be TNT.
TNT then, yeah. Bro. Okay, and this one's going to star Dick Grayson, Starfire, Raven, and Beast Boy, a few of the characters from Titans. Give me fucking Dick Grayson, dude. I love Nightwing. I want to see Nightwing.
Give me Star Fox.
Starfire, dude. Yeah. Ooh, hot.
Ooh-wee.
Okay, next one's going to be, despite rumor, Man of Steel 2 apparently won't introduce Supergirl.
Man of Steel 2?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Fuck no.
Best fucking movie ever.
Oh my gosh, so bad. All right, man. What else do we want to talk about, dude? X-Men Dark Phoenix? Did I mention that Jennifer Lawrence, Michael Fassbender, and James McAvoy are going to return as Professor X, Magneto?
Yes.
Okay, that was last week. All right, man. Last two are going to be comic talk, straight up. It's going to be Marvel Legacy number 1 to introduce Avengers from 100 million BC. So pulling out the ranks of the 1 million BC Avengers are Thor's father, Odin, Iron Fist, Starbrand, Ghost Rider, Phoenix, Agamotto, and Black Panther. With the story taking place in the past, it is safe to assume these heroes, minus Odin, are the ancestors of their current iterations. So that's pretty much what it's going to be, I guess. And the Eye of Agamotto is Doctor Strange's gem.
Gem, yeah.
So it's going to be a story kind of like, not retelling, but giving some back history on the Marvel.
That gem's pretty powerful, dude. Yeah.
Next one's going to be DC celebrates 25 years of Harley Quinn with star-studded one-shot.
Damn it.
I would be excited about this. Okay, she was introduced in... Okay, I have the date right here. September 11th, 1992, on Batman the Animated Series. Batman the Animated Series was dope.
By far.
Dope. Just a killer cartoon, and they still hold up. They're great. I mean, there's no way around it. She got introduced, one of the few characters that got introduced on a cartoon where it's like, dude, she's popular. Let's make her into continuity, comic book continuity. And we love her. I hate the writer that's writing her.
Oh, but, God.
Yeah, and last two are going to be DC Unleashes Evil Versions of Batman in Dark Knight's Metal One-Shots. Do you know about this?
No.
Okay, so we reviewed
Dark Days.
That's gonna set up the Dark Multiverse, and in this Dark Multiverse there's evil versions of Batman.
Okay.
Now these are gonna be one shots, but it's gonna give stories and backgrounds of each of these twisted versions of Batman, and I'll send you the link, but it's gonna be like Batman as Aquaman, Batman as fucking Wonder Woman, Batman as Doomsday, and now an asshole like Batman to have contingency plans for everything on top of having powers. Homeboy does not need to have powers at all. So how twisted would he be if he were to have his information on top of, now I got power. So just kind of cool. Last one's going to be, we didn't hit last week, dude. E3 was what, last weekend?
Yes.
We hit nothing from E3. The only two big things that I'm really jazzed about, Nintendo releases Metroid Prime 4 for the Switch, and Metroid, Samus Returns for the 3DS.
Yes, I heard about that.
Oh my gosh, the 3DS. I have a 3DS. I play every now and then. I like the old school retro games. So to have a remake of Return of Samus from the old brick Game Boy,
yeah,
it looks fucking sick, dude.
I can't wait for 4.
You have the Switch?
I do.
Oh, you picked it up on.
But they haven't even started. Like, they're barely starting it.
More
like,
Metroid.
Yeah, they're more barely Metroid. Starting it.
All right, man. That's it. All I got, man. Go for it, dude.
Cool. I read 7 to Eternity, Chapter 1. It's by Remender. Art's great. I don't know who the artist is, but this small group of people left their kingdom to get out from under the thumb of a king called the Mud King. They took to the mountains to live free, but always in fear of war catching up with them. They were outcast. We start off with this issue with a father and daughter hunting in the woods. Mm-hmm. Something is wrong with her father as he coughs up blood, so we already know he may be dying. Ruining her one shot and killing her prey, so he starts coughing. Like this whole thing is like, you know what, take your shot, be fucking silent, and then the fucking... this giant pig they're trying to kill runs away. It's like, what the fuck?
Okay.
A horn is sounded and they fall back to the village. Some storm clouds that are not natural are coming in quick. So the guy already knows, like, dude, this is not like regular fucking storm coming. This lightning is taking out buildings like a barn, house, lightning usually strikes randomly. No, this is direct shots. Like someone is pointing and shooting. Adam, which is the guy coughing up blood, who is the girl's father, runs to get his hammer while his father confronts the storm. Okay. At the same time, calling on his gods to give him power, a skeleton-type villain appears holding a flute and begins to play a little tune on the flute, summoning up these beasts made out of mud coming out of from the ground to fight him. He is quickly taken down, and the skeleton flute guy wants him to bend one knee to his father, the Mud King. The old man decides to kill himself rather than to worship the Mud King. Adam holds his father as the ground consumes his dad. Hmm. So Adam decides to his dad's dead, to leave and to go out and to kill this Mud King, leaving his wife and kids, Katie, his daughters, set on going. But Adam says, no, you're going to stay here and you're going to protect him. And if Adam doesn't kill the Mud King, then everyone that... So if he does kill this Mud King, everyone that took his offer. So the Mud King is this guy. He rules over the lands. He gives you what you want. And if you take what you want from him, he puts himself in you so he can see and hear whatever you're at. Yeah. So it puts him in control.
What issue number is this?
This is number one.
Okay, I've read number one. How many did you read?
I read all four.
Okay, good, man.
But I got number two.
This sounds familiar, dude. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so...
It's Rick Remender, and you love Rick Remender. You got me into Rick Remender big time.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Where was I? Everybody took off his offer. So if he kills him, everyone that took his offer will die as well. So it's not as easy to get rid of this guy as everyone thinks. On his way, he begins to think if he loses, the Mud Kings will go after his kids. So new plan as he makes his way to the kingdom. War is going on there. Everyone seems to not be very happy to see him as they paint him as a betrayer, loser. The king sets his subjects to take him, willing to make an offer. So that's the first issue. So the second issue, pretty much he gets there. Well, we start going into the story about his past. So we start talking about the father. Mm-hmm. Remender goes into Adam's brother was real sick when they were young, and the father is trying to get some medicine, but everyone knows who they are, and they're kind of like, fuck you, you're a betrayer, so I'm going to charge you triple on this. So like, dude, my kid's dying, bro. Like,
the art looks dope, dude.
Yeah, the art is really good. Okay. And so they're kind of really spiking up the prices. The son's still young and stupid. He says his name to this girl, which the Mud King has already made a deal with her. Mm-hmm. So he sees and hears. So he slaps the shit out of his son. You can't really talk to anybody about this shit.
Door looks really good, dude.
Yeah, it's a really
good dope pages, guys.
So it's loading. But anyways, they go into the past. They're still trying to fix his brother.
Okay.
Now we go to the present. He's there in front of the Mud King, and the Mud King's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to make you an offer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll make you an offer where I won't go after your kids. They'll be safe and everything. And all you have to do is bend your knee and let me in. But the Mud King finds out that, no, dude, you're trying to pull a fast one. You're going to be dead in the next couple months anyways.
Mm.
So fuck you, because I want someone that's going to be healthy. I don't want you going to die.
Yeah.
So fuck your deal. I'm going to go after your daughter or whatever.
Fuck your couch.
Yeah. So it's kind of, at this point, kind of like, dude, this guy's totally fucked. Like, what's he going to do? So all of a sudden these doors bust open and this giant dinosaur lizard, like, monster busts through the door with like a his mouth has this metal kind of like a barrier.
Okay.
like a ramp, a muzzle. A ramp. So he rams through, opens his mouth, and like these group of dudes come out. Like I want to see, they come out like the fucking Avengers. Like they come out, they have secret powers and shit. Okay. I wish I had the pictures. And each one has different powers, and the Mud King already can feel his lost connection. Like, what the fuck? I can't control. I can't hear anything, and I can't see anything of all my subjects.
Minions. Okay,
subjects. So there's like this owl that's there, this owl shocks and kind of shuts off his power.
Okay.
And for these guys to actually, these villains, see right here, look at this. He busts, this giant lizard looks busts dope, through. Dude. And these group of guys come out. And they just...
That art is fucking dope, dude.
Yeah, they start fighting the fucking, his son, the flute guy, comes out.
Still playing his tune.
He starts playing the tune, they come out. And they all start scrapping. Everyone has their own powers. This chick gets her arm chopped off. And she grabs the other guy's arm and rips it off and puts it. And they start
in
patching.
In her socket. Wow, dude.
So okay. Her name's Patchwork. So her she can eat, they, she can patch take body patch parts. Body parts and shit like that. So they're doing a pretty good job of holding their own. And they pretty much take the... That's issue two. I'm not going to go to issue three yet, but they pretty much stand their ground. They got the Mud King where they want him. And issue three is just a really good, really, really, really good. Four is really, really good. Nonstop action. You start learning about the different, how Mud King has fucked all of these superhero, I want to say, characters in their lives and how they want to take this fucker down.
Okay.
And he's not as easy to take it down. So, I'll go issue three. Maybe I'll do issue three and four next week.
No. Go for it, dude. Because I can, it's up to you. Because I'm going to go as quick as I can because I have quite a few to get through as well.
Okay, let me put up number three. Let's see. Hold on. So, they get there and... Fuck, bro.
Okay, do you want me to jump in or do you want to save it? It's up to you.
Well, they're still fighting the flute guy in the third one. Okay. He's still holding his own against him. That's his son. They stab him and shit. They get him. And they know they can't kill the Mud King. So they got him. They're like, okay, you know what we're going to do is we're going to take you. And we're going to go to this sanctuary somewhere. And we're going to try to disconnect you from... all these souls that you have.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Still dope, dude.
Yeah, his son summons this fucking giant. They're trying to... you need to stop the skeleton guy quick. But anyways, they say, you know, we're going to take you. And they have a diversion where they pretend they send out these ships. And the skeleton flute guy takes off after the ships while they're actually on the ground. So they're on their way on foot now. On a horse and a carriage.
Okay.
They keep him in there. They lock him up. He hasn't eaten in a week. They don't want to open it because he's like a silver tongue. Right? That's the third issue. The fourth issue is they start going into like all the problems they've had with this guy. Like, you know, Adam's kind of putting up like, you know, you don't know my story. And like, dude, fuck you, bro. We've been like way worse
off
than you can even think of. Yeah. And they finally let the Mud King out to eat. And he starts... oh, you want to look at the artist?
Yeah, real quick, okay, dude.
Let's see.
Oh, Jerome Pena.
Yeah.
He was doing Avengers with Rick Remender when Rick Remender was doing... his art. New Avengers? Or Avengers. Yeah. Avengers, I believe. Yeah, anyways, go ahead, dude.
His art is beautiful.
Yeah, dope, dude.
So they're at the campfire, you know... talking and shit. Like I said, he gives his two cents. Like, you know, you don't know what it feels like. And everyone's like, no, dude. You know, my whole family was destroyed. And he came to kill me. Like, this is Patchwork talking.
Okay.
And he left me to dead. And my body started to... Like, he cut her in half or something. And then her body started... He cut her in pieces. And then she lay there dead. But then her body started
forming
from her parents. Like, arms and fucking
crazy.
Legs and shit. Okay. So she's actually, her body has...
Everyone's family.
Wow, crazy. So she's really pissed. So they start, they let him out. He eats a little bit. And then he starts talking like, you know, hey, dude, I can still give you, I can still give you freedom, you know, da-da-da-da. Yeah. Patchwork says something about his mom. Mud King does not like that, but they rip out one of his eyes and he's still pissed off. They put him back away. But as Patchwork goes to beat the shit out of him, he picks a key off of her, which we don't see, but so she gets in real close and he kind of like
steals
the key from her. And then the skeleton, his son, the skeleton flute dude, figures out that it was a fucking decoy and he has the decoy tell him where they're heading. So he's on his way over there. And Adam has his dream. He wakes up right to see Mud King smashing Patchwork's head in.
Okay. Wow.
So she's dead. So like he fucking smashes her up. He takes her and puts her. They put him back in his cage. They're like, dude, what happened? Like, you were supposed to be on watch. I fucking fell asleep. They're like, well, what if he made you a deal? So it's kind of like, yeah,
they don't know who to trust.
He's playing. He's playing everybody against each other. He's
yeah,
real good silver tongues. That's all I got for.
And Rick Remender is good at long fucking games, dude.
Oh, this story's
the really art good. Looks fucking dope, dude. I need to get back on board.
There's
I
only two read. Issues more.
Okay,
that's ongoing.
Okay, cool, man. So. Well, if you're gonna go fucking on four runs, I'm gonna go on four runs too, dude.
Do it, bro.
This one I'm really strong on because it was something I was going for a long time, and it's gonna be. Transformers.
Ooh, went
Transformers
back.
Number 51 through 54. So pretty much in a nutshell, the best way I can put it. And there's, like you said, for yours, there's three more issues to go for me. So I've now I have to be picky and pick and choose what I want and fight my battles. Like, what do I want to read? Like, something that with great art that's written really good, humanizing Transformers, guys, of all fucking things. The comic books are so much better read than the movies.
You gonna watch the movie?
One of my coworkers at the second job wants to go with me. I'm like, okay, let me watch the last shitty movie that came out with Mark and Mark, and then I should actually no, I gotta watch two movies, I think. Fuck. But yeah, thank goodness I don't have to pay for it. But it's anyways. So this one starts off, dude. Transformers 51. It's pretty much in a nutshell to bring everyone up to speed. And I think I'm gonna go through a few of the things I've mentioned before. But I needed a refresher. Optimus Prime took it upon himself to annex Earth, making it a world that's engaged with this this tribunal, this community of other planets, intergalactic planets. To protect it in his eyes. But the people of Earth are like, hey, we don't want you to protect us. You guys need to get the fuck off. Even his best friend, like Spike, even the cartoon back in the 80s, like he's like, nah, dude, you're a fucking asshole. Like, you guys caused so many fucking wars. You guys killed so many fucking people. Just leave the fucking world alone. If you guys want to help us, just leave. Optimus Prime again takes it upon himself. Okay, I take Earth and I want it to be part of this again tribunal thing. This Council of Worlds is what it is. Now it's really cool because him doing this though puts him at the humans hate him already. They want all Transformers off the fucking planet, which Prime could have easily done. Like, the war has ended, so let's not just touch up Earth anymore. But no, I need to protect Earth. And even members of his own faction are like, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not the chosen one that everyone always said you were. Starscream is in charge, like, of Cybertron. Everything's working perfectly, and you're fucking things up again. So now you see the counterbalance of, like, even his friends are like, dude, you're in the fucking wrong, dude. But they still follow him. It's really cool, though, because he goes to the Council of Worlds, holds a meeting with them, like, I did it because they deserve a fighting chance. Like, they need to know what's going on with off-world if in case a rogue faction were to come. Like, we need to be prepared. And even the people of Earth, again, don't fucking want their help. Like, they're prepped, ready to go. So his crew, once he goes to this meeting, they shoot him down like, no, dude, you fucked up. Like, nobody gave you authority to do this bullshit. So, no, we're not going to help you up. We're not going to hear you out. He's trying to go to anybody for help. The only person or I guess other faction he goes to is Soundwave. That happens to lead, he's in charge of an off-world planet where it's a planet for refugee Cybertronians, Autobots and Decepticons. Like, Soundwave now is everything you knew as kids watching the cartoons. Dude, people are switching sides now. And it's not Autobots Decepticons again. It's the humanization of these characters. Like, the war's ended now, and there are still people that don't trust different factions, but you still have different odd factions. Earth doesn't trust the Transformers at all. You still have fucking Optimus Prime, and he has Decepticons on his team now because he goes to Soundwave and asks for help. And you see RC, like, his best friends are not trusting Prime. And you get everyone's point of view, and no one trusts him at all. at all. And it's really cool just to read and catch up with, and you see Galvatron is the asshole of the bunch. Megatron is a good guy now. He's an Autobot. He's on the Lost Ark with Rodimus Prime. They have their own mission that they're going through, and that's a whole other title I will eventually catch everyone up on. But this is just for me. Like, if I'm going to read something, it's going to read something. The art's gorgeous. And again, it's humanizing fucking robots that can transform into cool fucking shit. And I love it. So it's pretty much just now setting up factions. And issue number 52 is really cool because Galvatron even says himself, arrogant beyond all hope of redemption, asserting your will upon others. So self-assured, yours is the best way. And that's what he says. He's watching everything go down. Starscream's on, Cybertron watching shit go down. Like, Optimus Prime is shooting himself in the foot right now. Like, and even what Starscream says is fucking different. Like, weird, because he's like, I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to lie. I didn't have to manipulate anything. And Optimus Prime looks like the biggest asshole to Earth, the people he's trying to protect, to the Council of Worlds, the people he's trying to, you know, be cool with, and even his own team fucking hates him right now. So it's really cool. I mean, if you know Optimus Prime, he's that guy. But even Spike, his best friend, there's a scene where he says, like, no, he's been malfunctioned. Like, he needs, something's wrong with him. Now, you're supposed to be the one, quote-unquote, true chosen Prime, and he's Optimus Prime, but he doesn't have that title anymore. Now, I love it because even Megatron, I love this fucking title because the backstory is Megatron is on one of the Autobot teams now, but he was a martyr. He knew all the Primes were full of shit. It was all propaganda that they're good, that they're fighting for the whole of the Cybertron world, but the Primes were corrupt. And looking at Megatron now as an older guy compared to watching it at the cartoons as a kid, it's like you see, like, no, this government, this bullshit is wrong. You shouldn't treat people like that. Mm-hmm. Megatron never fucking lied. He became a martyr because they ended up stopping a shady... Again, I love it, humanization, because it's, look around what's going on. You have a bullshit dictator running things, mm-hmm. a fake quote-unquote Prime, whatever you want to call him, and people that are willing to fight. Megatron was the one who said, no, fuck you. I don't want to take over the world, but I need to stop you. He stopped the first Prime, made him a martyr, and hence why Decepticon and Autobot factions started. It's like, no, we like this Megatron guy because he fought for us. Mm-hmm. And Prime was always, Optimus Prime was always a Boy Scout. I have to do the right thing. Yeah, dick, but your boss is fucking shady. Like, you know, so that was the conflict. So it's really good just to jump back in. And how Galvatron reaches out, actually, RC reaches out to Galvatron, like, and once they meet up, they start scrapping, and just you see everyone's interactions and how Optimus Prime's choice to do this, to annex or like make it part of this tribunal, this Council of Worlds, was not the smartest thing to do. And even the people of Earth, like, are gunning up, ready to like shoot them down, which they do. A lot of dope shit happens. A lot of gnarly shit happens. It's a great read, dude. John Barber's the writer, dude. There's a few new artists. Andrew Griffith is a regular artist. Livio Romandelli, a dude we've interviewed a bunch of times before. Cool cat. His art's always amazing. The writing is great. And there was a new one. Her name is Priscilla Tramontano. Dope fucking art, dude.
All in this one comic?
No, it's all four issues.
Oh, okay, all four issues.
Now, it's just really cool because the war's going to happen soon, and Optimus Prime looks like he's not fucking legit. And it's the conflict between, again, the people of Earth. You get where they're coming from. Galvatron, looking at it from his point of view, is like, I just wanted to see everything burn, and I don't have to do anything. I've seen it from Starscream, who he's the leader of Cybertron now. He's like, he's laughing about everything. Like, this is fucking funny. Like, I don't have to do anything. And even his own teammates, like, being like, fuck, should we be doing this? And even the Decepticons working with the Autobots now, like, they're willing to help out the Autobots. And again, Decepticons aren't. Not all Decepticons are bad, but like the Decepticons are willing to help out, but the Autobots from Prime's team are like, we got to work with these assholes. And one of them tells him, it's not the Decepticons you should trust that you should be worried about. It's the ones you shouldn't trust that are out there. So they're trying to, I don't know, again, the humanization of fucking people that are quote-unquote bad. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's good, dude. So I got to catch up to all those. I read Champions, and that was book of the week as well. But to see this art, to jump in, dive in, deep dive on these again, it's good, dude. It's really cool, fucking man. Good. I'll review the next three next week, dude.
Sweet, sweet.
All right, man. That's all I got, dude. Where can my one fan find you? I don't know. Where can our listeners find you, dude?
You can find me at Man the Beaner on Twitter and Instagram. And you can find my boy here.
You guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter. You guys can find me at Comic Syndicate _ Syndicate 1 on Instagram. And you guys can find the CS _ Bell. Oh, she's
bad. Oh, she's like, you have not touched on me all
Twitter
night.
Diva bitch. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Go to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podbean. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher. Share the podcast more than anything, guys. We talk about everything. First half an hour is pop fucking news.
Yeah,
second
half
is pop culture. But, yeah, share the podcast, guys. Thanks a lot. We will catch you guys next week.
Peace out.